Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word for Today with Reverend Andre Thompson.
Get ready for real talk, real life issues in the next half hour.
The next voice you will hear will be no other than Reverend Andre Thompson.
God bless you.
I want to pray right now, praise God. How many of you know that there is a vision, amen? Look at the neighbor and say, the vision. There is a vision. I'm going to talk about the vision on today, amen. And beloved, as it was, I talked one time ago about whereby now, amen, that was concerning Adam when they first fell in sin. But now we're in the New Testament days, praise God. And I want to ask you on today, who are you? So we already knew that Adam was disconnected, but now I want to ask you, who are you? Look at your neighbor and say, who are you? Amen, praise God. I'm going to go ahead and pray if they happen to get the meeting together, so we'll remember. But in the meantime, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, Lord. Lord, I ask that you increase, that I decrease, Lord. Lord, we ask right now that your real word would touch the heart and soul of thy people on this day. Let your word meet them at their needs. Let their word, hallelujah, let your word bring salvation. Let your word bring healing. Let your word, Father, bring reconciliation. And Lord, that you exalt the believers on today. Lord, let this word ring in their heart. Let it be engraved upon the tables of their heart, Lord, that they will not be the way they came. And everyone in the God say, amen. Well, beloved, we find out in the book, amen, the book of Ephesians, in the second chapter. I want you to turn there if you don't mind, amen. Because there's something going on. I'm going to be going through certain chapters, praise God. Now, what to get to the division? Well, amen, God, what's the division? Well, I find out when you're disconnected from God, there's a division because you're no longer connected to your light source. Because see, we find out that Jesus, he is the light. He said he's the way, and he's also your light source. Can I get an amen? I want you to know, beloved, if we have followed in Ephesians, the second chapter, going down from 1 through 5, it says that, and you have the equipment who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past he walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, and the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, whereby nature, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God, the children of wrath eat as others. But God, someone say, but God, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in our sins, hath he quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. And I want you to understand, beloved, it was nothing that you did. It wasn't because of the way you look, the way you dress, your address, your nationality. Because see, God has loved you so much that he chose you. I'm trying to tell you something. He chose you, praise God, for this time. He chose you to be a part of salvation. But see, there's a problem, beloved, that's going on. See, in the Bible, it talks about, praise God, that we used to walk in a sinful nature. Our mindset was corrupted. Why? Because we were looking at things we shouldn't have been partaking in. We were putting our hands on unclean things. But God, He wants you to understand on today that there's no longer that you're in bondage, but you've been set free. So God says on today, hallelujah, that don't take your liberty, amen, for attention to sin. You say, well, man of God, what do you mean? Well, there's some people, amen, that are believers or say they're Christians, amen, and they're watching pornography. There's some that go to the club and get their drink on. There's some that got boyfriends and girlfriends and they have sex. But God don't want you to be entangled. Do you know how important your life is on today? We're living in a time, beloved, where, praise God, that the day was not shortened, praise God, hallelujah, that many people would die. There's many people right now that are dying. I want you to understand, beloved, as you look on the TV, as you look around, you see the terror, you see the destruction, you see the unrest, hallelujah. And I want you to understand on today that God is saying there's an urgency about your life. I want you to turn to the book of Romans, amen, the 13th chapter, please. Hallelujah. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're breathing? You're looking at me kind of funny, right? But I want you to understand that God has a word for you. It's a word of warning, amen, for the church. And I want you to understand, beloved, hallelujah, that the reason why, because He's soon to come. Jesus is soon to come. I don't know about you, but I want to be ready. What about you? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I thank God for the 20 amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you've got Romans, the 13th chapter, I want you to go down to verse number 11. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. And it reads as follows, it says, and knowing, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering, not in wantonness, not in strife and envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Amen. And see, what God is saying, beloved, is that there's an urgency, because the Bible declares that in the last days there will be perilous times, that men's hearts will wax cold, that people will turn away from God. There will be a great falling. So God, we deal with the church first. See, there's so many of us on today that what God do so much for you. How many of you out there on today been praying on a regular basis? Put your hand like this. Oh, I see a few hands, amen. How many of you out there been reading the word on an everyday basis? See, put your hand like this here. I want you to understand something. How can you defeat the enemy, amen, if you're not reading the word? How can you defeat the enemy if you're not praying? I recall in the Bible that it was the disciples, amen. And when they were out there, praise God, they, Jesus had sent them out in twos, and they were going out to spread the good news, amen. But what happened one day, they ran across somebody that was demon possessed. And when they tried to cast out the demon, they couldn't do nothing. They didn't understand why they couldn't cast out the demon. So when they came back to the teacher, they said, "Teacher, I'm talking about Jesus." He said, "Lord, we couldn't cast out this demon." And Christ said, "That type for seeing him. No, he comes down from prayer and fasting. How many of you been fasting? I want you to understand that God gave us a formula. We got a winning hand, but some of us are not taking advantage. Do you know that God gave you power? Somebody say power. And to cast out demons and to heal the sick. But many of us are playing church. And God said, hallelujah, you better wake up because you might lose your candlestick. I want you to understand one thing. That candlestick, if you don't want to lose it, you better be faithful to God. Because I understand the Bible says, if you believe in me, that I will be inside of you. But if you don't believe Jesus, if you don't believe his word, he said you will die in sin. How do you want to die in sin? Raise your hand. I don't see no hands being raised. But I want you to know that there's a death, that there's no return, that spiritual death. And see, Jesus came. He came and died for you and me, baby. He came and died. And he bled and he suffered. But when he went down to the grave, he closed up the keys of life. He took and he defeated, hallelujah, sin. I want you to understand on this day, beloved, that it's you. It's you that God wants to use. How many of you just pray, God, use me? Raise your hand. You want God to use you. Well, God, he said, you make more room for me, I'll make more room for you. Yes. See, you have to be committed. Because it's better for you have not to put your hand to a good work than to pull it back. It's better for you not to commit yourself and then pull it back. See, in the Bible, it speaks about that prodigal son. He went out there and he got everything he wanted to do. He was doing what he wanted to do. He was living reckless. But one thing, I found out that he came to his senses. Today, God is shaking you. He's shaking you. And he wants you to come to your senses. This is not the time, beloved, to play games. God wants to bring you to another level. But in order to get to that level, you're going to have to surrender to God. How many of you on today want to surrender? How many of you on today say, God, I'm ready? Look at your neighbor. If a neighbor, I'm ready to go with God. If that neighbor don't look at you, look at your other neighbor. I decree, I declare, from this day on, I'm going with Jesus.
When you are faithful to God, God will
show them things. He'll make you get on your knees. I guarantee you right now, in this place on today, every knee and elbow got lotion on them. But if you pray down on your knees, they get an ashy knee. I don't know about you. I just want to let you know something, beloved. God is saying, I want to position you, not just for a blessing, but for an increase. He wants to increase your walk with him. He wants to increase your talk with him. He wants you to become more intimate with him. He wants to increase your faith. And I know on today that many of you sitting out there that have been doubting God at times, saying, well, Lord, why has nothing happened for me? Why am I still going through the same situation? But I want you to know that everything is done in God's timing. Look at Jacob. He was waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. But there was a war going on in the second heaven. And there was a battle going on over Moses' body. But when he came, somebody said when he came.
When he came.
He held on to that angel. He didn't want to let go. Praise God. He didn't want to let go of that angel until he got his blessing. How many of you know the time? Amen. You got to hold on to Jesus. You got to stay right there and keep on practicing until your change comes. But I want you to know today, you stand to your feet right now. I guarantee you something. Watch this. Stand to your feet. If you believe, the Bible said that Jesus told many people who are being healed of diseases and sicknesses. He told many people that were, hallelujah, being set free from demons. Said, according to your faith, say, according to my faith.
According to my faith.
Say it like you mean it. According to my faith.
According to my faith.
It is so.
It is so.
And even right now, I decree and declare that your life is turned around for your better.
Take advantage of nobody, but what it means is that we should have that same love
that same love that God had for us when he sent his only begotten Son. And the Lord placed in my spirit on earlier today, praise God, that their Son, hallelujah. Many people say, yeah, I want to see Christ as my personal Savior. And there's some that have not received the Holy Spirit. There's some that's not been baptized in the Holy Spirit. And there's some that received Christ when they were young. You know, the parents from the church and everything. But I want you to know today that this is your day. This is your day of salvation. And if you want to recommit yourself to Christ on today, I want you to come down here. If you want to, if you've been a backslider, if you've been a prodigal son, if you just know, Lord, I need to get it right. I need to come down here today. And I want you to understand something else. If you want the Holy Spirit to baptize you, to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, it's a free gift. All you got to do is say, God, I receive it. And the Lord showed me in a vision that many of you are going to be like a flame on fire. I'm in fire. I'm full of praise and jubilee, and you won't be able to maintain yourself. Because I heard when the anointing was in the house, amen, and both of y'all were like under the influence of the anointing. Praise God. That anointing is breaking you.
Amen.
That anointing is setting people free. Amen. So on today, I ain't trying to pump you up. You got to get God for yourself, man. Because guess what? On that day, when you go to judgment day, it's not going to be me, you, and everybody else. It's going to be you and God. So I want you to look deep down inside your heart and soul today. And if you know, praise God, say, God, you know something? I haven't been doing what I need to do. But I want to get it right on today. Nobody needs to know your business. Come on down here. We're not going to broadcast today, man. But come on down here. Because God got a double portion of anointing for you on today. So if you know that's you, I'm not going to keep on asking. I'm going to tell you to come on down. I'm going to make no room for that. But you know something, brother? God said, hallelujah. And he spoke to you, he was the best of you. He said, and I saw the best in you. And everyone else around could only see the worst in me. One more time, and he saw the best in me. Hallelujah.
For the best of you and you and you. When you